From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is ending the decades-old policy that allows Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. U.S. President Barack Obama said the so-called wet-foot, dry-foot policy is ending immediately. Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the U.S. without permission. An investigator at the U.S. Justice Department says he is launching a probe of the agency's handling of the investigation of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer on the DOJ, or the Department of Justice, probe.
DOJ's Inspector General announced today that in response to congressional inquiries, and other inquiries, that he's going to initiate an investigation of the way in which the FBI handled the Clinton investigation. And it sounds like they're going to include in that the decisions to send those letters to Congress and describe the status of the investigation.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how the Federal Bureau of Investigation Director, James Comey, conducted his year-long probe of Clinton. In a series of tweets Friday, President-elect Donald Trump promised a report on allegations of Russian hacking within 90 days. Citing Russian claims that they have no information, Trump accuses political opponents and intelligence of making up and releasing reports containing compromising information about him. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has told the U.S. President-elect that the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. This is VOA News. The Syrian army is accusing Israel of launching a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus Friday that caused a series of explosions. Syria warned Israel about repercussions for the flagrant attack. Syria has said it would continue to fight terrorism. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told an audience at Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh University Friday that the upcoming change in administrations will not affect the relationship shared between the two countries.
The shift in our administrations in Washington is not going to alter or fundamentally undermine the commitment of the United States to the prosperity and the stability and security of the Asia Pacific. And the reason for that is basic. Our friendship doesn't depend on individuals or personalities, one president or the other, one party or the other.
On Saturday, Kerry is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Nigeria's president is heading a delegation to Gambia on Friday to offer President Yahya Jammeh asylum if Jammeh steps down to allow for a peaceful transfer of power after last month's election. Initially, Jammeh accepted the results of the election, but his political party filed a legal complaint against the Electoral Commission about a week later, citing voter irregularities. Opposition candidate Adama Barrow, who was declared the winner in the election, says he will continue to plan his inauguration for January 19th. And Angola's president is preparing to step down after nearly four decades in power. But all eyes in the Southern African nation are looking not at José Eduardo dos Santos, but his billionaire daughter. Recent months, Isabel dos Santos has taken over a major bank, embarked on restructuring the state-owned oil company. Sparking criticism, she is expanding her family's wealth at the expense of Angola's people. Dos Santos has previously accused her critics of playing political games and says she came by her immense wealth through hard work and professional competence. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.